Genealogy by Tim, Season 2, Episode 2. Welcome back for another illuminating episode of Genealogy by Tim. This month we're all about the Snyders. One of my least researched lines has come to life with the discovery of a pair of documents relating to the Snyders' passage to America. We profile a young man to whom we might refer as the black sheep of the Snyder family. And in our last segment, we'll be coming back over to the Graham side, where I'll say goodbye to my father's Aunt Sheila. All this coming up on Genealogy by Tim. Just ahead of last month's podcast, I made a breakthrough in Snyder family research with the discovery of Lillian Snyder Beachman's naturalization documents. These led me to discover Lillian's immigrant passenger list. Also on this list was a brother, Modal Snyder, and their mother, Ava Cohen, who was arguably the matriarch of our Snyder family in America. Ava was the mother of Minnie Snyder and the maternal grandmother of Morris Anflick. Well, we have some more discoveries this month in that line of research. First and foremost is the discovery of the original immigrant passenger list of Minnie Snyder herself. I discovered the document by searching Ancestry Library for variations on the Snyder surname that were inspired by Lillian Beachman's naturalization documents. On these documents, she spelled her maiden name Snyder, S-N-A-I-D-E-R. Following this lead and using some other letter combinations and wildcards, I discovered Minnie's passenger list indexed under the name Mintze Schneider, M-I-N-C-Z-E, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. She traveled to America aboard the SS Princess Alice in June of 1907 at the age of 18. She doesn't seem to have come with anyone else. The person who paid her passage and accepted her in America was her uncle, Hyman Cohen, who was then living at 228 Darien Street in Philadelphia. Another Cohen, David Cohen, was living at the same address at the time. The location is now within the parking lot behind the Chinatown subway entrance in Center City. David and Hyman were presumably brothers of Minnie's mother, Ava Cohen. Within 2 years, Minnie was married to my great-grandfather, Henry Anflick, and living at another address. A Blitzstein bank record of the ticket purchase shows that Minnie's ticket was sent to Europe care of a Volker Teuber of Yatoshkov, Mogilev Podolsky. Ava seems to have gone by the name Ava Tober on some marriage documents, including her own, to Aaron Musicant in 1925. It is still unclear, however, which of the names between Teuber and Cohen was Ava's birth name. I originally believed that Cohen and Teuber were mistranscriptions of one another. They do have similar features when written in cursive. But the presence of both names on a single document suggests that these were two distinct names within the family. The purchaser of the ticket was Chaim, or Hyman Cohen, and the receiver of the ticket in Europe was Volker Teuber, whom I believe was Ava's father, identified as Wolf Tober on Ava's 1925 marriage license application. Another detail of Minnie's passage to note, and perhaps set aside for later, is her birthplace, which the passenger list recorded as Teplik. This is another urban-type settlement not too far from Mogilev Podolsky. Mogilev Podolsky is typically listed as the place of the Snyder's origin. Minnie's passenger list records Mogilev only as her last place of permanent residence. Speaking of bank records, I had a fruitful exchange with Temple University's Special Collection Research Center, or SCRC, in search of the Lipschitz Bank purchase order executed by Minnie's brother, Herman Snyder, that brought their siblings, Lillian, Motel, and their mother Ava, to America in 1922. The SCRC has done an amazing job of putting most of these bank records online for free viewing. The Lipschitz bank records, however, are available online only from the years 1923 onward. The record I needed was from 1920. This is when Hermann purchased the tickets for his family. This necessitated an email request with the center. I sent the email on a Saturday, and by Monday I had the request document in hand, digitally speaking. Many thanks to Casey Babcock at Temple University's Special Collections Research Center for handling that request. This document shows Hermann Snyder initially purchasing 4 tickets. In addition to Ava, Lillian, and Motel, there was intended to have been a Moise Snyder along for the ride, but for some reason Moise's ticket was canceled. It is not known to me at this time what Moise's exact relationship was to the others, nor do I know whether Moise ever did make it to America, but there does seem to have been another family member there who had planned at one time to come on over. The tickets for this journey were sent care of a Friedrich Weinermann of Brkeva, Bessarabia, which is in present-day Moldova. It's only about 52 kilometers south of Mogilev-Podolsky in Ukraine, but across a national border there, into the former Bessarabia. The Snyder's eventual passenger list of 1922 listed the family's last residence as Bucharest, Romania, so there seems to have been a lot of moving around in the years leading up to the voyage. So while we're learning more about the Snyders and how they came over to America, various typical American records about them have proven elusive. Of the known Snyder siblings, Minnie, Pauline, Hermann, Lillian, Max, and Motel, the only one for whom I have confirmed a death certificate is Minnie. I have a strong candidate for Hermann, whom I believe died alone on the 18th of September 1948. The Philadelphia Inquirer did a write-up on the man's death and described it as of, quote, mysterious causes, end quote, 2 days after he was found unconscious at his apartment near 18th and Arch Streets. A subsequent coroner's inquest identified the cause of death as lobar pneumonia. He was buried rather quickly, and there seems not to have been any death or funeral notice published in the newspapers that would have mentioned other family members. Assuming that this Hermann Snyder is the correct one, that still leaves the final dispositions of Pauline, Lillian, Max, Motel, and Ava yet to be determined. The paper trail isn't speaking very loudly about this family. Pauline is known to have moved out to Denver, but I know nothing of her whereabouts after 1940. I don't think I have a single document on Motel after his 1922 arrival in America at the age of 17. Ava apparently died in 1926 or so, but no death certificate is forthcoming. Then there's Max. Max had a document turn up on Ancestry Library that's worthy of mention. First, a little backstory. Max lived with his mother, Ava, at 3126 Montgomery Avenue during the mid-1920s. While living at that address in May of 1924, Ava was remarried to Aaron Musicant. These are in her later years. The following year, in December 1925, Max married Molly Lvov, but he indicated on his marriage license that his mother was dead. This places Ava's death between 1924 and 1925, but I've not yet found her death certificate. Max and Molly had a daughter, Evelyn, in 1927, but by the time of the 1930 census, Molly and Evelyn were living with Molly's parents, and Max was nowhere to be found. A subsequent marriage license application of Molly's to a Lewis Blatt in 1939 revealed what had happened with Max to the best of Molly's knowledge. She wrote of her previous marriage that it ended in divorce in 1929, the cause being, quote, cruel and barbarous treatment, end quote. When young Evelyn later married Martin Schlager in 1947, Molly filed a consent to the marriage on which she wrote, "Father of the above applicant divorced and his whereabouts unknown for 14 years and has not supported minor in that time." End quote. So Max Snyder, the apparent brother of Minnie Snyder and uncle of Morris Anflick, seems not to have been a model human being. And if he fits the Snyder pattern in one clear way, it is that, like his siblings, he kind of vanished from the historical record. That's the backstory. Now for the interesting part. The last I've seen of Max, he turns up in the Sing Sing prison admission records in New York City. This document is interesting for a couple reasons. First of all, I don't know how he ended up in New York, and apparently his wife didn't either. Once in New York, it seems he was up to no good. The record shows that on April 1st, 1942, Max broke into a store at night and stole $16 worth of clothing that was later recovered. An online inflation calculator showed that to be the equivalent of about $274 in today's money. For this, Max, the document says, spent 29 days in jail and was eligible for parole on December 14, 1943. I'm not sure if I'm reading that right because those numbers don't seem to add up, but what is clear is that he spent some time in Sing Sing prison over this, and the motive given for committing the crime was unemployment. The document has a place to write an employment record, but in Max's case, it simply says that he had no steady work record, despite listing his occupation as barber. Beyond the details of Max's crime and punishment, the document contains a few pieces of very useful genealogical information. For one, Max's place of birth was spelled out in full, Mogilev Podolsk. This is very important because all documents that I'd seen prior to this one recorded the Snyder's birthplace as simply Mogilev. But this is ambiguous because there is a Mogilev in Belarus that is different from Mogilev Podolsky, which is in Ukraine. I had always assumed that Snyder's were from Mogilev Podolsky in Ukraine because my great-grandfather, Henry Anflick, was from Odessa, which is also in Ukraine. I just figured that birds of a feather flock together, but I was never 100% sure that the Snyders were from Ukraine and not Belarus. This document finally settled that question. The Snyders were indeed from Mogilev Podolsky in Ukraine. The document also contains information about Max's parents' deaths. It says that Max's mother died when Max was 25 years old. Since Max was born in 1900, this generally corroborates what Max's marriage record suggested, which is that Ava died in about 1925. The document also says that Max's father, presumably Harry Snyder, died when Max was 15 years old. This places the year of Harry's death in Ukraine at 1915, after which Ava came to America in 1922 as a widow. The document records Max's year of immigration as 1918. This distinguishes Max from Motul, who arrived in 1922. Unless, of course, Max made multiple trips, although I don't see evidence of this. As far as I can tell, Max and Motul are certainly different people. Some other interesting personal information appears on the document. It says that Max had been divorced for 10 years, that he was a moderate user of alcohol, a user of tobacco, that he quit school at the age of 14 after 6th grade, that he spoke the Jewish language, and that his command of the English language was good. It says that he did not attend church, and by that I assume it means he did not attend any religious services. And it says that Max had been unemployed for 6 years, quite possibly a result of the later years of the Great Depression. The document says that Max spent 11 months in the Russian army. This must have been as a teenager, and it's good to know because Russian military records may provide a springboard for future research back in the motherland. I saved the best for last here. Where the document lists name and address of nearest relative, Max identified his sister, Lillian Beachman, though he did not know her address. So we definitely have the right guy here, and it's so rare for Snyder documents to mention other family members. Without this fact, I would have been left to wonder if this document truly pertained to one of my Snyder relatives. But the identification of Lillian Beachman seals the deal. Curiously, however, Max indicated that he had only one brother and one sister. This does not seem to be correct. Since Lillian definitely had at least two brothers, Modal and Herman, and pretty clearly had at least one sister, Pauline, and almost assuredly had another sister in Minnie Snyder Anflick, my great-grandmother, I can't really say how Max counted his siblings. Maybe he wasn't counting half-siblings or something, because I definitely count more than one brother and one sister. But that's a scoop on Max. He deserted his Philadelphia family and moved to New York, where he fell on even harder times and ended up in Sing Sing prison. I do not know what happened to him after this. Of course, I'll let you know when I do. I'll end the podcast today on a sad note and express my condolences to my cousins, the Cunningham family, on the loss of their mother and grandmother, who is my father's Aunt Sheila Graham Cunningham. She passed away this January at the age of 92. I visited her some 5 or 6 years ago and received a wealth of family history information from her. She had a great deal of clippings and mass cards that offered various leads of investigation, not to mention her own baby book, written by her mother, Julia Corr Graham. Aunt Sheila put me in contact with Eleanor Henschel, who is the first cousin I met who was descended from the McShane branch of our family. I ended up actually attending a McShane family reunion at Eleanor's invitation back in 2018. I had wanted for years to visit both Sheila and Eleanor again, but teaching high school takes a lot of energy out of you, and the good intentions kept being postponed. And with the onset of the COVID pandemic, those postponements became indefinite. As restrictions began to ease in the fall of 2021, I thought it would be amazing to have Sheila be the first guest that I would interview for my podcast, but I heard, unfortunately, during this past winter break that she was unwell. She passed away on January 12th, and I'll read just a couple biographical excerpts from her obituary. She was the beloved wife of James H. Cunningham, to whom she was married for 50 years. She was born in Philadelphia on January 25th, 1929, and resided in Chalfont, Pennsylvania for 45 years. Sheila started her career as a junior buyer for Strawbridge and Clothier and retired as a part-time salesperson for Photomat Corporation. As a longtime member of St. Jude Parish, she organized trips for the St. Jude seniors for nearly 30 years. Sheila will always be remembered as a loving mother and grandmother. She enjoyed vacationing with family, researching her Irish heritage, and crossword puzzles. And that's the quote. Sheila was buried by her husband, Jim, at St. John Newman Cemetery in Chalfont. Jim died in 2009. He and I shared a birthday, as did one of Sheila's grandsons, Gregory. Remember that the most detailed and the most fragile genealogical resources are the memories of your living relatives. If you've been putting off scheduling that interview with a knowledgeable family member, make it your New Year's resolution to get those interviews done. Those relatives won't be here forever. Once you miss that opportunity, it doesn't come back. That's it for this month. Next month on the podcast, entries for Anflick family vital records have been discovered in a Ukrainian index. I'll talk about my prospects for unearthing the originals. I have a couple more Smith headstones to photograph once all this snow melts for good. I'll let you know if I get that done and whatever else I discover in the meantime. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.